next guest has been here before with the story. And it always just hits me because it's case in point of what's wrong with gun-free zones. What's wrong with, you know, all of these prohibitions that Democrats would like you to have. It takes me to the USA Today op-ed here a couple of days ago attacking the church in Texas for allowing parishioners to carry firearms. Of course, one of those parishioners stopped a mass shooting in progress 3 seconds after it started. But they just don't get it. Nikki Gozer here is the author of Stalked and Defenseless, How Gun Control Helped My Stalker Murder My Husband in front of me. Nikki, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Always good to have you here. Happy New Year to you. And in this new year, we see places like Virginia gung-ho and ready to roll out the gun control laws, a dozen of them or more coming in Virginia that are, I think, ill-advised and ill-equipped to deal with the realities of what goes on out there. When it comes to gun-free zones, real quickly, give people the overview of what happened to you and why you were so passionate about gun-free zones and the elimination thereof.
My husband, Benjamin, was murdered right in front of me by a man who was stalking me. And this happened in a restaurant that was a gun-free zone. Because of Tennessee state law at the time, I had to leave my legal permitted firearm that I normally carried for self-defense locked inside my vehicle that night. Of course, the man who was stalking me did not have a handgun carry permit. He brought a gun in illegally into a gun-free zone and shot my husband 7 times in front of myself and everyone in the middle of a busy restaurant. I will probably wonder for the rest of my life if I could have prevented that. Of course, I'll never know, because I was denied a chance. I was stalked and defenseless. So I've made it my mission over many years now to try and educate people about the dangers of gun-free zones and how people with evil intent are not going to follow any type of gun-free zone law. They're just not. People right. that are bent on harming others. You have to stop and ask yourself, who's more likely to follow the law? It's the good law-abiding people, the people that need to be able to protect themselves.
Well, that's right, and I look at that. I look at the shooter at White Settlement, Texas, in the church there from a couple of days ago. He had obtained a firearm illegally, came to the church. He was a felon, was not allowed to carry a firearm, and yet he did anyway because these criminals will figure out a way to get the gun into their possession, won't they?
Yes. Yes. Look, if someone is bent on murder, I don't think that there is any type of gun control law that will stop them.
Yeah, and so in places like Illinois, J.B. Pritzker rolling out gun control laws there, Governor Northam in Virginia rolling out new gun control laws there, some that include confiscation. I mean, they can call it a buyback, but it's not a buyback when it's something you never own. It's confiscation mandatory with some sort of a financial incentive, I suppose, but that's confiscation, no matter how you look at it. That's what it is, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, let's face it, who's going to turn over their $1,500 gun or $500 legally owned gun for a $50 gift certificate? Get real.
Yeah. Or guns that, you know, a lot of ARs, as people know, are worth $1,000, $1,500, depends on the brand, the make, the model, everything, right? It depends on who manufactured that piece of equipment, which is what it is, equipment. It's a tool. So how do you look at 2020, and how do you perceive the world as far as, you know, some states are expanding the rights of gun owners. Other states are totally stepping on the rights of gun owners. And from your perspective, how do you see 2020?
I think that a lot of Americans who sat back and did not vote, I think a lot of Americans who have just kind of been complacent are going to step up and realize we better do something and we better do it now.
Yeah, because if you don't, your rights are going to be gone too, aren't they?
Absolutely. People need to care about what happens in our country, and you need to vote and you need to stand up for what you believe in and the Constitution. You know, I don't want bad people to have guns. None of us that are good people want that to happen. But look, evil finds a way, unfortunately, and they're going to get these guns on the street. I mean, they're going to get guns the same way that they get illegal drugs.
Well, I just saw the new law in Colorado, the new red flag law that took effect yesterday in Colorado. If you go and say, well, that guy, Gruber, he's a little bit shaky. You know, he's got a temper issue. They could take my guns for a year, and it's up to me, the guy who's had my guns confiscated, to prove that I'm okay to have my guns. It's up to me in an ex parte situation where I wasn't allowed to defend myself in court from the beginning. They can come and confiscate my guns, can the police department, the sheriff's department, whomever. And it takes up to a year to get them back, and it's up to me to prove that I'm okay. I think that's incredibly, I think that violates the Second Amendment. I think it'll end up going to the Supreme Court. We'll find out.
Yeah, completely red flag laws. I'm not a fan of red flag laws at all. I think it completely violates due process and the Constitution. We already have laws in place. There's laws across the country right now, mostly known as the Baker Act. Different states call it different things. But
Florida calls it the Baker Act. The Baker Act actually seems to work pretty well in Florida, where somebody's taken into custody, not actually arrested, but you know, looked out for 24 or 48 hours, right?
Right, and there's mental health experts involved, and if you can't afford your own attorney, one is provided for you. Red flag laws don't have any of those protections at all.
Yeah, the Baker Act was put into place, I think, 30 years ago now in Florida. 30 years. It's been tried. It works from all accounts, from people that I know. Now, I'm sure there are critics of the law as well, but from what I have heard and the way that I've heard it applied, exactly what you say. Nikki Gosar here. She also is working at the Crime Prevention Research Center, of course, with our good friend Dr. John Lott, correct?
Yes.
And how important is that work, do you think? The work that you guys do at the CPRC there with Dr. Lott and yourself and talking about guns, gun controls, and all of these different issues facing Americans.
Sure. Well, I think it's very important. We look at changes in gun laws across the U.S. and how it impacts crime rates and murder rates. And, you know, we try to get information out to people that they wouldn't normally hear from the mainstream media, such as defensive gun use stories. We have these stories that we collect, and they are on our website at crimeresearch.org.
There you go. Crimeresearch.org, a great place and a great resource. And, Nikki, I greatly appreciate you being here. The new piece was up on Fox News here just recently. But you continue to write, and you and Dr. Lott continue to advocate for what I will call common sense gun laws. I'll give you the last word.
I would just say if you care about your right of self-defense, you need to get out and vote, and you need to start making your voice heard.
Nikki, greatly appreciate you being here again. She is the author of the book Stalked and Defenseless, How Gun Control Helped My Stalker Murder My Husband in Front of Me. Nikki Gosar, greatly appreciate you being here as always.
Thank you, Steve.
There you have it. It is the Steve Gruber Show. You can find out more at stevegruber.com and follow us there. By the way, you're ready to get your water tested. It's free, by the way. Free in 2020, a free water test from Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company. They've been serving Michigan since 1947, locally owned and operated. Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today. What are you waiting for? Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Wolverine button, and away you go. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
As a small business owner, you can be pulled in many directions. There are decisions that need to be made about your workforce, insurance, and taxes, not to mention all the decisions you need to make about serving your customers. There is one decision, however, that thousands of businesses make each year, and that's the decision to become a member of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber works with companies of all sizes and types to deliver solutions to relieve the stress of running a business. With a combination of powerful advocacy and products and services to help your bottom line, your membership investment can add to your business success. At the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, we put our members in the center of all that we do. It's our job to fight for your business so you can keep running yours.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behavior through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Confessions of